Talk to me about, this is something that I asked your predecessor about during his term. I asked President Obama, so I'll ask you the same thing. Is there anything, as you look back at your first almost 2 years, that you regret, that you wish on you, that you could just take back and redo?
Well, there would be certain things. I'm not sure I want to reveal all of them, but I would say tone. I would like to have a much softer tone. I feel to a certain extent I have no choice, but maybe I do, and maybe I could have been softer from that standpoint, but I want to get things done. We've had tremendous victories on trade. We've had tremendous victories on so many different things. On our military, you look at what we've done with rebuilding the military, but I would say if there's anything, I think tone would be perhaps something. I'm not sure that if I did that, maybe I'd be swamped, okay? You know, swamped meaning with the other side, because I wouldn't say their tone's been so nice either. But that would be something I would say that I'll be working on.
It's like I don't know him anymore. What? Tone? All right. You just know that he's going to turn over a new leaf tomorrow morning. Now, look, here... Here's the thing. Like it or not, his feistiness, his, you know, whatever you want to call it, going against the grain, that's going to serve him very well these next 2 years. I have to keep saying if, because I don't know, if these pundits and polls are correct, and if what they're saying is going to happen tonight happens, and you should not assume that it is, I'm just saying for the sake of argument, if that's the lay of the land after tonight, he's going to be at his best when he is at his feistiest, crankiest, you know, that's what will get him and his agenda through the next 2 years. And American history is chock full of presidents who ran against the Congress they served with. I was telling the story yesterday of Harry Truman. Harry Truman in 1948 wins re-election, even though he's way behind in the, he's so far behind in the polls, the polling companies stopped polling. They're like, we don't need to count anymore. It's so obviously over. And Life magazine's running articles in the fall of 1948 about how cool it'll be with Mrs. Dewey as the first lady. She's so beautiful and young. And what did Harry Truman do? He goes out, he knows that Tom Dewey's not a bad guy, his opponent. Not a bad guy. People don't hate him or anything. But boy, they really are angry at that Congress, that Republican Congress. And he calls them the Do-Nothing Congress, which was considered very rude in 1948. If Trump said it, it would be the nicest thing he could say. Son of a gun, if that guy didn't defy all the odds, overcome all the numbers, did a bunch of things no one had ever done in a re-election race, his 1948 will be Trump's 2020. I'll say this right now, and I'm not wishing it happens or anything. Trump is more likely to be elected president again in 2020 if he has a Nancy Pelosi-led, socialist-dominated, radical left, they never meant an abortion, they didn't like, Democratic majority in the House. That will help him. He will work with that. He will make the best of that. He will stand on that platform. He'll say, you need me now more than ever. I may not be conservative. You may not trust me as a conservative, but I'm the closest thing you're going to get between 2019 and 2021. And he'll be right. So there's an interesting kind of, in our politics, in our political history, there's a pendulum that swings back and forth, but there's a, what you don't see in the grandfather clock beyond that pendulum are all of the mechanisms and weights and balances that when the pendulum swings one way, they go the other. And that's what's happening in our political system. And if tonight goes the way the experts say it will, in one visible direction, There'll be all kinds of other indicators and motions that will go in the other direction, including, I think, his reelection. Anyway, today we asked you, was the midterm vote for you more about Trump or more about the candidates? 58% said more about the candidates. 42% said more about the president.